Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of questions we're asked when we're out in the field. And today's question is, what are the sounds that I'm hearing in my attic in the middle of the night? Or the scratching in the walls? Well, that's a very, very good question. And what we're going to try to do is narrow it down to help you out if you've stumbled across this podcast to try to figure out what type of animal you might have in the attic. Because after all, we've ruled out any possibilities of it being a monster up there. So it must be some type of animal. So listen, if you're hearing light scratching sounds, there's a very, very good chance that that's going to be a mouse. See, mice, they don't weigh a lot. And that's one of the, when we're getting this call, that's one of the things people are always thinking first. It must be some mice. I must have mice in my attic because how does it sound? It's very loud. Well, mice don't weigh that much. So that would not be the case. So mice, you're going to tend to hear when the house is quiet. You might hear that light scratching sound. Now, bats can also make that light scratching sound, but there will be quiet times with bats because bats leave at dusk and then return in the morning. So you wouldn't hear those scratching sounds during the night because the bats have exited the property to go out hunting, and then they'll come back first thing in the morning. So you might hear them re-entering the house in the morning. So mice, you'll hear once the house is quiet. You can hear those during the day. You can hear it at night. Bats, quiet through the night, but you'll hear them leaving at dusk, entering back in the morning. Now, what else? Squirrels. Now, squirrels, they're going to be a lot louder than mice as well as bats. A lot more weight there. You know, they carry a bit more weight. So you're going to hear rustling around. If you have squirrels in your attic, you're going to hear rustling around in the attic early in the morning. You know, as you're getting up to go to work, the squirrels are getting up to go outside and play. Because if you look outside in the morning all day long, squirrels are out there being rambunctious, just running around like little kids, having fun, up the trees, down the trees, running across the street, running back across the street, grabbing nuts, throwing nuts. And then in the evening, at dusk, when it gets dark, they know we have to go back. We have to go home. And you'll hear them coming in the evening at dusk, making up a bunch of noise. As they're entering in, you'll start to hear that bumbling around in the attic. And then what do you do after you've had a long, hard day of running around, playing around? They go to sleep. So they're going to sleep through the night with you. Chances are, unless they're disturbed, you won't know there's anything up there, because it's going to be quiet through the night because they're sleeping. Then first thing in the morning, they're going to wake up and take off again. Now, the last thing that I can say, if you're going to hear in the middle of the night, because they're night hunters, is a raccoon. So if you're laying there and all of a sudden, boom, 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 you're hearing all this ruckus going on in your attic at night, you know, just a raccoon getting up to go out to do what they do. You know, they go out hunting, looking for food at night. So you'll hear them leaving out at night, making up a lot of noise. Once again, a lot more weight. So, you know, you might actually hear some boards cracking, you know, creaking in the attic with a raccoon moving around because there's a lot more weight there to deal with. So, four things. Now, there could be others. I mean, because we've had birds, you know, we've had, I think, possums, you know, different things we've heard over the years. But those are the four things that typically is going to run around. And if you can keep up with those times, it'll make it a lot easier to try to narrow down what type of service you're going to need to protect your home, you know, to evacuate that tenant that you don't want up there and to protect your home and seal it up to prevent them from getting back in. So that information will be very helpful. So if you got any other questions, you know, feel free to give our office a call at 414-355-3732. And you can ask for me. I'm Will White. I'll be more than happy to assist you and get you directed, and, you know, get you taken care of and pushed into the right direction as far as how to eliminate that problem in your attic. So until then, folks, till next time, I want you to have a pest-free day, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 414-355-3733.